For years, there's been a battle between the New York City Department of Education and teachers and their union over using standardized test scores to evaluate teachers. Some school systems in Texas and Tennessee, for example, do use student test scores to judge how teachers are doing. Recently, an agreement was reached between the two sides in New York. The city will allow some of the testing data to be used to measure teachers in the nation's largest school system. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
On the surface, what a surprise. A joint memo from Joel Klein, the chancellor of the New York City school system, and Randy Weingarten, head of the United Federation of Teachers, the union that represents teachers and many other workers in the city schools. The memo says that the city will measure teachers' performance based on annual math and English tests. There's a caveat. The reports will be used as guides to help teachers improve, not to determine pay or tenure. A pilot program began last January, but now, says Deputy Chancellor Christopher Surf, for every math and English teacher who teaches 4th through 8th grade, 18,000 teachers, there will be
a report called a teacher data report, which lays out the particular data related to their own students, this year, their own students over the past couple of years.
Here's how it works. It takes data, characteristics of a school, of students, of class size, level of English proficiency, number of special ed students, and many other factors, and the results of annual math and English tests, and creates a model that shows predicted gain for a teacher in that kind of situation, and then sees if a particular teacher is doing better than that predicted gain or not as well, and it can even see if that gain or loss changes with particular types of students, kids at the bottom, boys or girls.
The whole notion of having standards and assessments is a good notion.
That's Randy Weingarten, president of the United Federation of Teachers. Teachers' unions have been very wary of this kind of data being used to evaluate a teacher's performance. Weingarten says data is important if it helps teachers improve, but it's only one piece of the picture. There are lots of things about teaching it can't tell you, and if you use it to determine pay or tenure,
you're never going to be able to create a comfort level with data if people see it as gotcha.
And New York City Deputy Chancellor Christopher Surf, who's in charge of the program, says it's so important that this data get into the hands of teachers and teachers are comfortable with it.
That we have made a commitment that we are not going to use these reports for sort of traditional personnel reasons.
In other words, it won't be used for tenure or pay decisions. Surf says he and Weingarten both believe knowledge is power and giving teachers information that enables them to hone their craft and get better is a value they share. Knowledge may be power, but the Department of Education has been adamant about wanting to use this data for tenure decisions, and the union has seen this as a line in the sand. So why the compromise? Last April, the New York State Legislature sided with the State Teachers Union, New York State United Teachers, passing a two-year ban on using test scores to determine tenure. Given the ban, the compromise makes more sense. In the past, Weingarten has supported some of the Department of Education's proposed reforms, but when it comes to testing, she believes the pendulum has swung too far.
American education cannot be about simply figuring out how to fill in bubble sheets.
For Christopher Surf, there may be limitations to the model they're using, but
the whole idea of the standards movement is we're not going to let 1,000 flowers bloom. We're going to make sure that the content kids are expected to have by certain ages has been mastered and the skills along with it.
So despite this agreement, the argument about whether the teacher in the classroom or a test score knows best is far from over, and communities around the country will be watching to see how this data is used by the largest public school system in the country. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.